Man, he said, sitting on the steps. Your car sure needs a wash and a wax job. I can do it for you for $5. I got the wax. I got the rags. I got everything I need. I gave him the $5 and went upstairs. When I came down 4 hours later, he was sitting on the steps, drunk. He offered me a can of beer. He said he'd get the car the next day. The next day, he got drunk again, and I loaned him $1 for a bottle of wine. His name was Mike, a World War II veteran. His wife worked as a nurse. The next day I came down and he was sitting on the steps and he said, "You know, I've been sitting here looking at your car, wondering just how I was going to do it. I want to do it real good." The next day Mike said it looked like rain and it sure as hell wouldn't make any sense to wash and wax a car when it was going to rain. The next day, it looked like rain again, and the next. Then I didn't see him anymore. A week later, I saw his wife. She said, "They took Mike to the hospital. He's all swelled up. They say it's from the drinking." "Listen," I told her, "he said he was gonna wax my car. I gave him $5 to wax my car." "He's in the critical ward," she said. "He might die." I was sitting in their kitchen drinking with his wife when the phone rang. She handed the phone to me. It was Mike. "Listen," he said, "come down and get me. I can't stand this place." I drove on down there. I walked into the hospital. I walked up to his bed and said, "Let's go, Mike." They wouldn't give him his clothes, so Mike walked to the elevator in his gown. We got on, and there was a kid driving the elevator and eating a popsicle. "Nobody's allowed to leave here in a gown," he said. "You just drive this thing, kid," I said. "We'll worry about the gown." Mike was all puffed up, triple size, but I got him into the car somehow and gave him a cigarette. I stopped at the liquor store for 2 6-packs. Then went on in. I drank with Mike and his wife until 11 p.m., then went upstairs. "Where's Mike?" I asked his wife 3 days later. "You know, he said he was gonna wax my car." "Mike died," she said. "He's gone." "You mean he died?" I asked. "Yes, he died," she said. "I'm sorry," I said. "I'm very sorry." It rained for a week after that, and I figured the only way I'd get the $5 back was to go to bed with his wife. But you know, she moved out 2 weeks later. An old guy with white hair moved in there, and he had one blind eye and played the French horn. There was no way I could make it with him. Thank you.
Thank you.